Hello and welcome to the Upset Mama podcast for Saturday the 20th of June 2015. And this is the main headlines episode. There will be more to follow on different subjects, but this is the one where we focus on the main headlines. So, the first story today, the planet Earth has entered a new period of extinction and humans could be among the first casualties, according to a new US study by three universities. The research, led by the universities of Stanford, Princeton and Berkeley, said vertebrates were disappearing at a rate of 114 times faster than normal. Its author said, "We are now entering the sixth great mass extinction, extinction event." I don't care. I really don't care. Unless, you know, there is such a thing as reincarnation and we're all going to be reincarnated and, you know, live again, then I don't care. I don't know if I believe in reincarnation, so it doesn't matter, but yeah, if I'm in heaven or wherever and I'm happy and the world's going to end and humankind is going to be extinct, I don't care. I'll be long gone before that, I hope. Unless it's going to happen sometime in the next 50 years, I think I'm good. Racism is still a blight on American society, according to Barack Obama. In the wake of the killing of 9 African Americans in a South Carolina church, the president said, "When racism is poisoning the minds of young people, it betrays our ideals and tears our democracy apart." Police are treating the killings at the church in Charleston as a hate crime. I don't care, I said this yesterday, Barack Obama, the government in the United States, they're the only people who have the power right now to do what needs to be done, and they're not prepared to do it. So, you know what, Barack Obama, any president, any political leader, doesn't matter who it is, they can go up there, they can say what they like. At the end of the day, as long as they're going to do nothing about it, and they're going to let these things keep happening, they might as well say nothing. That's how I feel about that. Skeleton staffing is the new norm for the NHS, according to The Independent. Leading doctors are warning that hospitals are pushing young medics to the brink of burnout by forcing them to work extra hours to plug long-term gaps in ward rotas, after new research showed that the effects of NHS staff shortages are worsening. The NHS is in a bit of a crisis. I still have never really had a bad experience with the NHS, except when my dad was dying. I feel there were some things there that weren't great. But other than that, personally, you know, when I've ever had to use the NHS, I've never had a problem, I've never had an issue, never had a bad experience. So I understand that some people do, and usually you hear about the bad things. The NHS, it's been going now for, what, nearly 70 years. I mean, it's a long time. And yes, things need to change. What really concerns me, though, is that the NHS is hiring staff from agencies, and they're paying them ridiculous amounts of money compared to the regular NHS staff. Now, if you can afford to pay that money to agency nurses, why not just pay that to all the nurses? Keep everybody happy. Get proper good nurses back into the NHS, pay them a really, really good wage, and let everybody just get on with it. That might help a little bit towards improving the NHS. Vladimir Putin is offering Athens funds as Greece teeters on the brink of bankruptcy. Moscow is ready to provide emergency aid to Greece, according to Greece's Prime Minister. He flew to Russia even as his country reached the brink of bankruptcy. European Union officials prepared for all eventualities, including a default and breakup of the euro. I think I read that Greece were given another £2 billion to help with the situation, but I think really it's like putting a band-aid on a bullet wound or a very deep gash. It might stop a little bit of blood getting out, but ultimately your victim is going to die. So I just think that throwing money at it is still not necessarily the best thing to do. David Cameron could demoralise British Muslims with his misguided claim that some of the Muslim community are quietly condoning Islamist extremism, according to former Cabinet colleague and Conservative Party co-chair Lady Worsey. She said the Prime Minister's controversial speech would at best fall on deaf ears, at worst further alienate. I don't know if I agree with that, but I can understand where she's coming from. The Alton Towers Smiler ride may never reopen, say lawyers acting for some of the injured, as the first insurance payments are made to the victims of the headline-grabbing crash. Law firm Stewart's Law has announced payouts, which it said will help with the rehabilitation of its clients, Joe Pugh, Victoria Bulch and Leah Washington, and five others affected by the crash earlier this month. They're going to make a lot of money. It could be, for some of them, it could be hundreds of thousands of pounds. For some of them, it could be millions of pounds. I mean, one girl lost a leg. You know, she will probably get millions and millions of pounds. It's not the way you want to get millions of pounds. if you were to ask her, if you were to go back in time, if you were to ask her now, would you rather have the millions of pounds but lose your leg, or would you rather have your leg and the crash never happened but not have the millions of pounds? I would like to think she'd say she'd rather have her leg. I think most people would. I know I would. I get by very well with my leg. Sure, I'd like to have millions of pounds, but I don't want to give up a leg for it. But do you know what? The crash happened. Some people were seriously injured, life-changing injuries, and this money will help them to live their life more comfortably, deal with the situations they're in, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. That's why these companies have insurance that can pay out millions of pounds. Eight Nobel winning scientists have leapt to the defence of Sir Tim Hunt, the scientist forced to resign after his comments on the trouble with girls in laboratories. The distinguished prize winners said the incident has denied leading academics freedom to speak their minds. Sir Tim resigned his honorary professorship at University College London after an outcry. And that is something that I will be talking about in a later episode. So if you want to hear a little bit more about that, keep listening. A vicar has compared homosexuality to paedophilia and adultery during a radio interview, according to The Guardian. Reverend Melvin Tinker, vicar of St John in Newland in Hull, attacked York minister's plans to support an LGBT pride march, asking, would he say serial adult... I'm getting my tongue twisted here. Would he say serial adulterers should be welcome in the church? Should he say that people who are engaged in paedophilia should be involved in the church? Ooh, vicars are going to be getting into a bit of a fight by the sounds of it. And finally, wearing socks with sandals is the worst fashion faux pas, according to a new survey. Competing with the outfit of shame for top place were streaky fake tan and wearing a strapless top with bra straps. However, the survey of 1,000 British adults found 60% of us believe the biggest summer fashion no-no is socks with sandals. I don't wear sandals. I do wear socks. But would I wear them together? Probably not. And especially after reading this, that it's a massive faux pas. Anyway, thanks for listening to the main headlines episode of the Upset Mama podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, my email address is upsetmamapodcast@gmail.com, and you can get me there 24 hours a day. But until the next time, thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and remember to always dream big. Goodbye for now.